91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day, an old Robert Johnson song that Eric Clapton included on his CD/DVD Sessions for Robert J. A lot of material from that original Me and Mr. Johnson album, which had a whole album. Where, you know, Robert Johnson only actually recorded two albums, so I think Eric recorded every one of his songs because he put out the Me and Mr. Johnson CD and then the Sessions for Robert J CD and DVD. So I think he's covered it all. So again, that was If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're going to do a little bit of a different show tonight for two reasons. One is that we're not doing the question of the week because we're still kind of recovering from the we kind of have to get things in order after the fundraiser so we can get you gifts and things like that. So if you want to call in, we can give you something, even though some people just like calling in anyway. That's really nice. But, you know, we figured we kind of sweetened the pot a little bit. So maybe next week. But we have plenty of questions coming up. The other thing that we're going to do a little bit later in the show, after this next song, actually, is we're going to play an electric guitar concerto. Written by Michael Kamen and performed by the, you know what? I forgot the name of the orchestra, but I'll come up with it later. And Michael Kamen conducting and Eric Clapton playing, which is going to take quite a while. So we're just going to play that in about 5 minutes, and we're going to take odd breaks at odd times. But first, we are going to do the Eric influence that we promise you we do weekly, and we've been missing weeks. This week, I wanted to feature Doyle Bramhall II, who's very closely associated with Eric. He's been on a number of his albums, co-wrote songs. He's played with him at the Crossroads Festival, you know, a number of times. Great guitarist. He plays left-handed, but he plays a right-handed guitar upside down. So completely different technique than Eric's. And so he's obviously influenced by a number of people, you know, probably, you know, Albert King and Jimi Hendrix and everybody. Lightning Hopkins, you know, a whole host of people, just like anybody would be. But there's a very, very clear influence in his playing from Eric Clapton. And of course, he's played with Eric a bunch of times. And I'm going to play something. It's not actually from a Doyle Bramhall II album, nor is it from an Eric Clapton album. It's from Sheryl Crow. And the reason I'm playing this is it's from an album called 100 Miles from Memphis. The song is called Our Love is Fading. When I first heard this song, I thought, oh, that's Eric. You know, I know he's played with Sheryl Crow on occasion. They recorded together. So I thought that was another album I've got to get now because Eric's playing on it. And then it was just a little toward the end that I thought sounded a little bit un-Eric-like, but most of it was very much like Clapton would play. And then I found out, no, it's not Eric after all. It's Doyle Bramhall II sounding very, very much like Eric. So we're going to play Our Love is Fading from Sheryl Crow and listen to the guitar work on this. Okay, that's Cheryl. That's Sheryl Crow. Forgot to hit the single play button there. That's a holdover from the 7 o'clock hour with Frank Zappa playing at the end of the 6 o'clock hour. That is. It was Sheryl Crow with "Our Love Is Fading" from 100 Miles from Memphis. Very funky album, and it's obvious why she called it 100 Miles from Memphis. But that was Doyle Bramhall II playing guitar. Very, very Eric Clapton-like. I mean, almost seems like he was like channeling him and said, I'm going to play this just like Eric would. So he's obviously very influenced by Eric and obviously plays with him quite a bit. A lot of collaboration, both in playing and writing and producing. So that was our the Eric influence moment for the week. And we're going to take an early break now and come back and play the Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra by Michael Kamen.
Hey everybody, this is Keller Williams. Be sure to check out my radio show. It's called Keller Cellar, Somewhat Ruleless Radio. Basically, it's a 59-minute, self-indulgent, narrated mixtape of all kinds of stuff that I'm into. I mean all kinds of stuff. There'll be no contemporary country and no opera. Pretty much everything else is fair game. So feast your ears on Keller Cellar, Somewhat Ruleless Radio. It's for cool people.
Wednesdays at midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Morris, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including dental implants, single-visit crowns, and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone 908-852-8858.
The Mock Chunk Opera House, located on West Broadway in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Coming to the Mock Chunk Opera House on Saturday, October 25th, the Frank Sinatra Tribute.
Tickets and information available at mockchunkoperahouse.com or by phone 570-325-0249 for the Mock Chunk Opera House.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. Well, that was Michael Kamen's Concerto for Electric Guitar and Orchestra, first and second movement, featuring Eric Clapton with Michael Kamen conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And that was not released commercially on CD, but was broadcast on BBC for the world to see and hear. And so thanks, everybody, for, you know, we got a nice message from CC, how beautiful that was, and for others that, that either wrote or called or whatever. And you see, Judy, I can't let Eric talk. I'm sorry. I got to talk over you. So I think we determined that was beautiful and even romantic and just a really nice piece of music. So everybody that likes that and said so, appreciate that very much. So it's kind of going out on a limb to play something that long, but we're going to take a break now, and I'm not sure what I'm going to play next because I really don't know what to do after that. But I think we're going to play something that's going to bring it a little bit forward in terms of maybe a little more bluesy and jazzy, and then we'll see what we can do after that. So we'll see what we can do. First, a break.
Alan.
Hello, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Join us this week as we bring you a great new band, Rising Appalachia, plus gifted singer-songwriter Sean Hayes, and a great in-person interview with a doctor who's saving lives in a third-world country, this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, located on Route 517 in the Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts accepts all insurance plans, offers flu shots, and has a drop-off box for disposing of unused prescription drugs. Information available at panthervalleypharmacy.com or by phone 908-852-8818.
On Saturday, November 1st, WNTI will pitch a Halloween Wang Dang Doodle with the Alexis P. Suter Band. The show will be held at the Sitnik Theater in the Lackland Center at Centenary College in Hackettstown. Dress in costume, wear a style and top hat, or come as you are, but be ready to boogie down. The show starts at 7:30 with special guests, the Voodoos. Tickets are just $25 each and are available at WNTI.org or by calling 908-979-4355 extension 1. Sound by Kennedy Event Services and all proceeds to benefit WNTI.
This is Alexis P. Suter, and I want you to come on out on Saturday, November 1st, to see me with special guest, the Voodoos. Get your tickets online at WNTI.org. Now come and get some, y'all.
Thank you.
me, they tell me, your turn in here and gone.
Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Yeah, that was Wynton Marsalis and Eric Clapton from the album Play the Blues, live from Jazz at Lincoln Center. And that was Joe Turner's Blues from that album. I thought that would bridge the gap a little bit between the classical music and the blues. And what we're going to finish with is Lordy Mama, the first version that was released on Those Were the Days, the Cream box set. Of course, Lordy Mama was later turned into, what's the name of the song by Felix Papalardi? Well, anyway, let's play it. Strange Brew. So let's play it.
I wanna help you, honey. Let me see you again. Hurts my soul, baby, when I find you feeling rough. Life is so bad, baby, when I find the key to love. Put a smile on your face and dry away your tears. Life is bound to get better as you live, yes. Hurts my soul, baby, when I find you feeling rough. Life is so bad, baby, when I find the key to love. The one you waited for, come along and find you. Turn the key door. That's my soul, baby, when I find you feeling rough. Life is so bad, baby, when you find the key to love.
You're listening to Magic Supported 91.9. WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.